13 days after the poll that wiped out the Campbell-Newman premiership, Labor has been asked to form government in Queensland. Leader Anastasia Palaszczuk emerged from a meeting with the Governor, Paul De Jersey, to speak to the media.
The Governor has invited me to form government. I have accepted that offer. It is an extremely humbling experience, and tomorrow the interim ministry will be sworn in here at Government House, and I look forward to seeing everyone tomorrow morning. Thank you.
There is Queensland's Premier-elect, for tonight at least, Anastasia Palaszczuk, ahead of tomorrow's swearing-in. Reporter Stephanie Smale covered the election and was at Government House. Stephanie, tell us about the numbers. How is Labor going to form this minority government?
Well, Peter, it's an extraordinary result. Labor has won 44 seats in the Queensland Parliament, and that's all it needs to form a minority with the independent MP Peter Wellington. He offered them his support early in the piece. It's also 35 more seats than Labor had during the Newman government reign. After its historic defeat in the 2012 election, pundits thought the LNP would be in power for a decade, but Anastasia Palaszczuk has pulled off a real coup in rebuilding Labor's numbers so fast. And she has also made history by becoming the first woman to lead an opposition into government. As you heard in Ms. Palaszczuk's comments, her new interim cabinet will be revealed tomorrow and she will be sworn in as Premier.
So there's still some uncertainty over the seat of Fernie Grove. Tell us what's the latest there.
Sure, the Electoral Commission was going to refer the result in the Brisbane-based seat of Fernie Grove to the Court of Disputed Returns because the Palmer United Party candidate there was disqualified. But this afternoon, the Electoral Commission has announced it won't refer Fernie Grove to court. That doesn't mean, however, that a challenge is off the table completely. The Liberal National Party could still try to challenge the result in a bid to secure a re-election and get back into power with the support of Two Catters Australian Party MPs, but it will have to convince the court of its case first.
Now, Liberal National Party leader Lawrence Springborg also turned up to meet the governor earlier today, and there was some speculation that he was perhaps trying to make a claim to remain, at the very least, the caretaker premier.
Yeah, that's obviously not necessarily what happened in there this afternoon. It would appear that he instead was making a courtesy visit to concede defeat. The Liberal National Party wasn't far away from Labor. It did win 42 seats. 42 seats were officially declared for them today. And as I mentioned, with the support of Catter's Australian Party seats, it could wrangle power if it does challenge in Fernie Grove. But for the time being, the party that had such huge numbers in the Parliament for the past term is in opposition. Now, the LNP leader, Lawrence Springborg, has addressed the media this afternoon. He's congratulated Anastasia Palaszczuk, and he's paid tribute to the Governor Paul De Jersey for his efforts in and the way he's carried himself during this long period. It's been 2 weeks since the election, since Election Day. But here is some of what Mr. Springborg had to say.
So to Anastasia and her team, can I just wish them all the very best? I will certainly have more to say during the course of next week with regards to the policy issues that many Queenslanders will want to know about. But tonight is Anastasia's night. Tonight is the practical manifestation of the election, which was held on the 31st of January, where the people of Queensland clearly spoke with regards to the election of a new parliament. And whilst I think that we will have many interesting times ahead, I think that we should now leave it at that.
That was Queensland's LNP leader Lawrence Springborg addressing the media. Now, Stephanie Smale, is this the beginning tonight effectively of relevance deprivation for the LNP?
Well, it's a big change from the last 3 years. They just had a thumping majority in the Queensland Parliament, and many of the policies that they pushed through were controversial, and they really did command the Parliament for the past 3 years. So voters have obviously pushed against that. They have brought in a new, much more balanced, the most balanced that it possibly could be, Queensland Parliament, and the LNP will, as I mentioned, now be in opposition. So it's a brand new world for the LNP in the next little while. It will try and get its head around how to function that way. But as we mentioned before this, and as Mr. Springborg mentioned before, this is Anastasia Palaszczuk's night, and it is really an historic effort by Labor.
And very quickly, I'll put you on the spot. What's the first thing Labor is going to do with this new mandate?
Well, that's a very good question. There's a long list, and it remains to be seen.
Stephanie Smale in Brisbane, thank you.